Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see, connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And my name is Carolyn.
And thank you for joining us for our lesson today. It's about blood types, and this is a life-saving discovery. We're going to be learning all about blood types. Well, I do wonder if you know what your blood type is. Many people do. Do you know what your blood type is, and how important is it to know your blood type? Carolyn?
Well, I do know my blood type. I am A positive, which is also the same as my mother's, which is good to know in case of an emergency. It's good to know your blood type so that if you have to go to the hospital and you need blood, or maybe you want to donate blood, you know already who you can give it to.
Okay, that sounds pretty important. Carolyn, I don't know my blood type. How can I figure out what my blood type is?
Well, you might ask your parents because it could be on your birth certificate.
Okay.
Or you could just go to the hospital and have them do a very simple blood test.
Oh, no. I'm afraid of blood, Carolyn. I don't think I can do that.
Well, I mean, if you need someone to go with you, maybe I could cover your eyes and you won't have to watch.
Okay, that sounds good. I don't know how I'm going to make it through today's lesson. I don't like talking about blood too much, but I agree this is important to talk about, and we have many things to learn here today. So let's get started with the first reading of today's lesson about blood types.
Blood types. A life-saving discovery. How one scientist changed the way the world saw blood and won a Nobel Prize. For centuries, scientists experimented with transferring blood between people, usually with fatal results. In their experiments, they noticed that sometimes during blood transfusions, the red blood cells clumped together, causing a toxic reaction. In the early 20th century, Austrian scientist Karl Landsteiner discovered this was caused by a reaction to the donor's blood. He categorized people into four blood groups, A, B, AB, and O, based on the proteins in their blood. Receiving blood from a donor whose blood type was not compatible would hurt or kill a patient. For this discovery, Landsteiner received the 1930 Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine.
Hello, listeners. This is your word lady, Ellen. Karl Landsteiner might just be a man you would like to thank. He is the scientist who made the life-saving discovery that not all blood types are the same. In today's article, we'll learn all about this amazing discovery. Let's take a look at our key words for the day before we begin. Clump. Clump is a verb. Cooking with those noodles can be difficult because they tend to clump together. Donor. Donor is a noun. The university named its new building after the donor who paid for it. Compatible. Compatible is an adjective. The patient needs a new kidney, but the hospital doesn't have any that are compatible. Rational. Rational is an adjective. Lisa always tries to be rational when she makes decisions. Your more information words are transfusion. Transfusion is a noun. Physiology. Physiology is a noun. Sounds like some fascinating and important information. Let's begin.
It is interesting to learn about the history of blood types, and today we are not really talking about blood, but their different types, putting them into categories. At the very beginning, we see that this is how one scientist changed the way the world saw blood and won a Nobel Prize. So one man or one scientist changed the way the world saw blood. And there is a really great phrase just in that introduction. The way something saw something else.
That's right.
Let's look at that, Gabe.
That's right. The way that the world saw blood. That doesn't mean that the world is looking at blood, but this just means the way that we perceive it or the way we understand this. So you could use this phrase in other ways. Maybe you've heard of Galileo. Well, he changed the way the world sees Earth. People used to think that the sun went around the Earth. Now we understand the Earth goes around the sun. He changed the way that we see these things.
That's right. And it's also important to think about the way students see learning.
Mm-hmm.
How do you see learning? Do you see it as a fun activity like Jo when she was learning to read and write Korean? Is it a game for you? Something that you enjoy? Well, I hope that you see learning and learning English as something that is very fun.
I do too. Well, we find out about this scientist. He won a Nobel Prize. That is an excellent prize for anybody to win. Let's get started in the first sentence of this paragraph. For centuries, scientists experimented with transferring blood between people, usually with fatal results. Well, Carolyn, what does that mean, to transfer blood?
Well, they would take blood from one person and put it into another person. This sounds kind of strange, but it's actually something very important. If you are injured and you lose a lot of blood, then the doctor needs to be able to put more in you to help save your life. But these kind of transfers usually had fatal results, so the patients did not survive.
That's right, they didn't survive. And we continue, in their experiments, they noticed that sometimes during blood transfusions, the red blood cells clumped together, causing a toxic reaction. Well, a blood transfusion is kind of like this transfer. It's kind of like using one person's blood and giving it to somebody else who needs it.
Yes, and I'm sorry that we are talking about blood like this, Gabe. Mm-hmm. I know it is making you very uncomfortable, but the blood cells did clump together, and that is a word from our word bank. So if something clumps together, that means it sticks together in a large amount. A lot of times I think of sand at the beach. If sand gets wet, it will clump together or stick together, and you can hold it. It doesn't just fall through your fingers.
That's a good way to use that word. I also think of this word when a lot of people stick together. For instance, at my university in the United States, there were some people from Asia who were at the school, and they clumped together. They didn't really get out and make friends in the United States that spoke English. They always spoke their own language with each other, and their English did not improve. So if you do that, if you study abroad, make sure you get out and know different people. Don't just clump together.
That's right. Well, these clumps of red blood cells would cause a toxic reaction, and the patient would die, which is very unfortunate. However, in our next paragraph we see, in the early 20th century, Austrian scientist Karl Landsteiner discovered this was caused by a reaction to the donor's blood. So he figured out why this was happening.
That's right. Well, let's take a look at that word. It is donor, straight from our word bank. And if you are a donor, that means you are giving something freely, really. You're giving blood. Actually, sometimes if you donate blood, if you're a donor, you might get paid for it. But you are giving something. You're donating your blood.
That's right. And you can donate many other things. Some people like to donate their time, or maybe they like to donate money. They are a donor to an organization, or maybe they donate to their church. They are a donor.
That's right. Well, we're learning about Karl Landsteiner, who actually died 70 years ago today. and he categorized people into four blood groups, A, B, AB, and O, based on the proteins in their blood. Well, how do we continue here, Carolyn?
We see that receiving blood from a donor whose blood type was not compatible would hurt or kill a patient. So it was important to have a compatible blood type. Now, if something is compatible, that means that it works together. They can be used together. What are things that are compatible, Gabe?
Well, people talk about marrying someone whom you are compatible with. You want to work well together, not get into too many arguments or fights or whatever. You want to be compatible with each other.
That's right. And while we see for this discovery, Landsteiner received the 1930 Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine. So he got a Nobel Prize for this great discovery.
That's right. Well, it's time for us to learn something different with Steve and Ken in the Information Cloud right now. And then we'll join Michelle in the Language Lab.
Many people believe the Nobel Prize is the highest honor one can receive. Steve, what do you think of that?
Well, the Nobel Prize is certainly very prestigious. To receive one in any of its categories, whether it be literature, medicine, physics, chemistry, peace, or economics, is indeed a high honor.
Now, the word we use for a recipient of the Nobel Prize is laureate. Mother Teresa was a Nobel laureate, and so was President Barack Obama.
And as the name indicates, the Nobel Prize was created by Alfred Nobel, a Swedish chemist who invented dynamite in the late 19th century. While he made a fortune from his invention, he didn't want to be remembered as the man who created something people used in war to kill and destroy.
So before he died, he wrote a will specifying that his fortune be used to create prizes for those who give the greatest benefit to mankind.
So what does a Nobel laureate receive? A gold medal, a diploma, and a sum of money.
And the amount? About 1.2 million U.S. dollars. 今天的课文提到的Nobel Prize, 诺贝尔奖, 过去这100多年来, 有许多人获得这一项殊荣, 那奖项的范围呢, 包括物理, 化学, 医学, 文学, 经济学, 以及和平, 而诺贝尔奖的由来是 Alfred Nobel, 他是dynamite, 黄色炸药的发明者, 但是由于诺贝尔终身主张和平主义, 也因此呢, 他对于自己发明的 炸药被用于战争一直感到很痛心 在他过世前, 他立下了遗嘱, 决定将他可观的财产变作基金, 每年用这个基金的利息作为奖金, 奖励那些为人类做出卓越贡献的人。 那根据他的这个遗嘱呢, 从1901年开始, 具有国际性的诺贝尔奖就创立了。 这就是今天的Info Cloud, 我们下次云端见。
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们来看 clump 这个动词。 Clump 是指凝结或结成一团，例如 cement mixture clumps together too fast unless you keep stirring it. 除非你不断的搅拌，要不然混凝土会非常快的就结块。或者是 the students clump together in front of the bulletin board trying to find their ranks. 学生们聚集在公布栏前面，试着找到自己的排名。 继续我们来看的是compatible这个形容词 COM这个字首有一起的意思 PATI这个字根有感受的意思 所以compatible是指可相容的 例如 The new software is not compatible with our system 这个新的软体和我们的系统不相容 Compatible也指合得来的 例如 Sam and his wife are very compatible They both love music and computer games Sam 和太太非常契合, 他们都喜欢音乐跟电脑游戏。
Well, we're learning all about blood types today, and we learned so far about how one scientist Carl Landsteiner made a discovery that changed the way that the world sees blood. He made a discovery, an important one, because often people would be transferring blood from one person to another with fatal results. Often the blood transfusion would be toxic for the receiving person. And so that was not a good thing, but this scientist made a discovery and he won a Nobel Prize for it as well. He learned or discovered that there are four main blood types, A, AB, B, and O. And of course, we're going to be learning more about blood types and what people think about blood types around the world. Let's continue that right now.
Blood types, a life-saving discovery. Many Asian people believe that one's blood type relates to one's personality. People with blood type A are seen as loyal and having high standards, but as too anxious. Type B people are considered creative and optimistic, but selfish. Those with type AB are considered rational, calm, and controlled. Type O people tend to be friendly, passionate, and ambitious, but stubborn. Movies, comics, and dramas draw on this idea. In Japan, some people even make dating and hiring decisions based on blood types. One book proposed that blood types reveal people's ideal diets and lifestyles. However, little scientific evidence supports blood type diets or personality tests. Maybe more study of this will lead to another Nobel Prize.
Well, there is a lot to learn about blood types, and it sounds like a lot more research to be done. Well, going back to the beginning of this section, we learn a little bit about opinions that people have about blood types. You see, many Asian people believe that one's blood type relates to one's personality. So whatever your blood type is connected to the way you interact with other people. Gabe, how does it continue?
People with blood type A are seen as loyal and having high standards, but as something else, as too anxious. So there's often a pro and a con, often something positive and maybe something negative with each blood type. I don't know if this is true about people with blood type A, but this is what people see.
Well, that's very interesting since I am type A. I don't know if I agree with all of that. I don't think I'm that anxious.
Okay.
But continuing, type B people are considered creative and optimistic, but selfish.
Again, we see some positive and some negatives as well. And we continue, those with type AB are considered rational, calm, and controlled. Hey, that seems like it's all positive, at least according to our lesson here today. I would like to be AB.
Well, if you were AB, then you would be rational, according to this, or according to the ideas held by many people in Asia. And rational is a word from our word bank. If you are rational, then you are able to think clearly. There is a lot of logic in what you do and say.
All right, and the opposite of this word is irrational. Just add the letters IR to the beginning of this word, it becomes irrational. Someone who is irrational is hard to talk to. They have irrational arguments. Nothing they say makes sense. You don't even want to talk to a person who is just irrational.
Yes, but according to the article here, AB is a rational personality indicator. Well, type O people tend to be friendly, passionate, and ambitious, but stubborn.
All right, there we go again. Some positives and a negative. Well, I like some words used to describe these people. They are seen as, or they are considered, or we see another phrase, tend to be. They kind of mean the same thing. We see this person as, they are considered to be one way, or they tend to be another way.
That's right. So it doesn't mean that all people that have these blood types are the same in their personalities, but They are very similar, and many people with those blood types have that type of personality, according to these beliefs. Well, movies, comics, and dramas draw on this idea. That's a very interesting topic there, that they draw on this idea, and I think that Liz has something she wants to share with us in the Grammar Gym.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the Grammar Gym. My name is Liz. So we're talking about blood types in today's article, and the writer mentions that many Asian people believe that one's blood type relates to one's personality. It's such a popular idea that the writer mentions movies, comics, and dramas draw on this idea. That's our grammar tip sentence. Our focus is on the phrase to draw on something. Normally, we use draw to mean to make a picture. But in today's sentence, to draw on something means to get or take ideas from. In other words, this idea of how one's blood type relates to one's personality is used in Asian movies, comics, and dramas. Let's look at some examples. Jackie drew on her school counselor's advice and decided to major in business. Or, for our new writing assignment, the professor wants us to draw on the concept of time travel. Now it's your turn. What can you draw on? Think of ways where you get ideas and practice making your own sentences. That's it for today. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym. See you next time.
While continuing learning about blood types, in Japan, some people even make dating and hiring decisions based on blood types. Wow, to base that kind of decision on someone's blood type. Interesting.
It is very interesting, and we see something else in the next paragraph. One book proposed that blood types reveal people's ideal diets and lifestyles. However, little scientific evidence supports blood type diets or personality tests.
That's true. There's little evidence now, but as we see, maybe more study of this will lead to another Nobel Prize. Maybe it could lead to, or eventually in the future, there could be another Nobel Prize that shows us that there is evidence that blood types are related to diets and things like that. Well, it's time for us to continue learning with Michelle in the Language Lab.
OK, 继续我们看的是 rational 这个形容词。Rational 是指理性的或者是合理的。例如 you need to calm down in order to make a rational decision. 你需要冷静下来才可以做理性的决定。或者是 there seems to be no rational explanation for his odd behavior. 他奇怪的行为似乎没有任何合理的解释。它的名词是字尾加上 ity 变成 rationality。例如 you can't find any rationality in his words。在他所说的话里面没有理性可言。最后我们看的是这段课文中的 movies, comics, and dramas draw on this idea, the draw on 这个动词片语。draw 本来有拉的意思，但是 draw on something 在这里是指凭借或者是利用某件事情。例如 the playwright drew on his friend's story to write this comedy. 这位剧作家凭借他朋友的故事写出这出喜剧。And keep watching as our lesson continues.
This has been a very interesting article all about blood types. And one thing that really caught my interest was at the end, talking about blood types and diets, the ideal diet that might be connected to your blood type, because I actually know several people in my family who follow the blood type diet, and they've said that it has been very helpful to them.
Wait a minute.
They feel full of energy.
So you're saying that people in your family who have a certain blood type, there's certain foods that they can eat that will help them?
Well, that's what they say.
Okay.
And they find that following this diet helps them to sleep better, they feel more energetic throughout the day, and they just feel healthier overall.
Well, hey, maybe there are reasons to have blood type diets. Something to think about. But of course, I should figure out what my blood type is first. Well, friends, thank you for joining us for today's interesting lesson about blood types, and we hope to see you again next time right here at Studio Classroom.
See you.
Welcome to the episode of our exciting new drama, The Stranger. Set in Taiwan, our story begins as Sherry Harris visits her mother's old home. Join us as we listen to Sherry's exciting adventures in The Stranger.
So he had two reasons for kidnapping me. First, by getting rid of me, he could get the fortune his brother left to my mother. And second, he would have used that fortune to get control of the family business and get his revenge on Winston's son, my friend Jun Fan. Only the courage and quick thinking of Jun Fan and his friend Jason saved my life.
But there's still something I don't understand, Jun Fan. How did the police catch your uncle and his friend?
You mean you don't know Sherry?
No. There was a lot of gunfire and a lot of yelling, right? I don't remember much after that. I must have fainted.
Oh, man. That's the best part. Okay, Huang Feihong. You tell her.
Okay, but I wish you'd stop calling me Huang Feihong in front of Sherry. Anyway, Sherry, after Jason left you, my uncle and his friend came out of the house and started chasing us across the fields.
Okay, I saw that part.
Then they started shooting at us, so we hid by lying in the rice field.
I hid? I thought you were dead.
The police arrived just in time. They heard the shots and went after the guys with the guns. The police surrounded them. Eventually, my uncle and his friend surrendered.
I wonder who your uncle's friend is.
Join us next time for more of The Stranger.